From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. Rescuers are looking for one more person known to be missing from flash floods that slammed into a remote campground in the southwestern part of the state Friday. 19 bodies have been found so far. From member station KUAR in Little Rock, Chris Holloway says rescue teams are still having communication problems.
The flash flood affected campers in one of the most rural areas of Arkansas with hardly any cell phone coverage. Temporary transmission towers were brought in, but they don't cover the whole search area. So the Pike County Sheriff has requested the help of amateur radio operators from across the state to improve communication. Ham Radio Club Central Arkansas Ultra High Frequency, or COF, spokesman Josh Carroll says hams from across the state are ready to take action.
Our operators are going to go into the area, and they're going to actually embed with some of the search and rescue teams and assist them by providing an additional means of communication so that they are always able to reach some other team member or their control point.
Carroll says radio operators constantly train for this, and they will stay as long as they are needed. For NPR News, I'm Chris Holloway in Little Rock, Arkansas.
There is more deadly violence across Iraq today. Insurgents in military uniforms raided Iraq's central bank Sunday in what appeared to be a robbery attempt. Security forces battled the militants for 3 hours while bombs exploded nearby, leaving more than 20 people dead. The daring attack on Iraq's main financial institution struck fear into Iraqis that insurgents are taking advantage of the lack of firm political leadership after inconclusive national elections in March. Parliament is what's set to convene on Monday, but analysts say any deal on a new government could be months away. The Boston Celtics beat the Los Angeles Lakers this past hour in Game 5 of the NBA Finals tonight in Boston. NPR's Tom Goldman is there and says Paul Pierce led the Celtics to victory in the finals.
The Boston Celtics won a thrilling Game 5 in the NBA Finals tonight. The final score was 92-86. All series long, Boston fans have been wondering where their big three have been, the big three of Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, and Ray Allen. They've never had one of the games where all of them have contributed. Tonight, they all did. Kevin Garnett at 18 points, 10 rebounds. Paul Pierce was the leading scorer for Boston with 27 points. Ray Allen contributed with scoring and hustle and defense. And the Celtics won a very, very exciting Game 5 to take a 3-2 lead.
NPR's Tom Goldman reporting from Boston. Big globs of oil are again washing up on Alabama shorelines. Orange Beach was actually an oily red beach today thanks to shifting winds along the surf from the BP oil spill. Crews donning boots and heavy rubber gloves used shovels to pick up the oily mixture and tar balls and cart it off in trash bags. The president appears back in the region tomorrow. This is NPR. This pilot strike continues at Spirit Airlines today. The discount carrier says it's canceling all of its flights through Tuesday. Thousands of passengers have been stranded as the strike nears its third day. Pilots walked off the job over several contract disputes with the airline that have been going on for 3 years. Egyptian authorities are detaining several dozen demonstrators who were protesting police brutality in downtown Cairo on Sunday. NPR's Peter Kenyon in Cairo reports the demonstration was sparked by the case of a man who was allegedly beaten to death by police.
Witnesses said protesters were surrounded by security forces who moved in to make arrests. Demonstrators were urging an end to police brutality and called for justice in the case of Khaled Said, a 28-year-old who was dragged from an internet cafe in Alexandria and allegedly beaten to death. The Interior Ministry denied the charge, saying that Said swallowed narcotics and choked to death. But photos of Said's bloody, shattered face prompted outrage among human rights activists. In an interview posted online, the owner of the internet cafe described the alleged beating in graphic detail. The victim's brother has said the police attacked Said because he had a video that purported to show them dividing the spoils of a drug bust. Police deny that charge as well. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Cairo.
A new report says Pakistan's main spy agency continues to arm and train the Taliban despite pressure from the U.S. to cut all ties with the government, along with its billions of dollars in aid. The London School of Economics says support for the insurgents is official policy carried out by the spy agency known as the ISI. The report could further strain relations between the U.S. and Pakistan, seen as a key ally in the campaign to defeat the Taliban. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.